And welcome back to From the Stand. I'm your host, Steve Buss. Joining me right now, a gentleman I've known for a number of years.
Ah, yes.
Jim Gray, who is the chairman of EAA Radio. And EAA Radio is also celebrating an anniversary this year.
We believe this to be our 25th year of doing radio here at AirVenture. Started off as just two people reading the AV Today newspaper over a barely audible small AM transmitter, and has grown significantly since then. So,
well, tell us a little about those early days. I mean, basically, EAA Radio was in a closet in the comm center here.
It was literally a closet in the comm center, and hand the guy the AV Today newspaper and then read the forum schedules and that sort of stuff. And then once the comm center got an upgrade to this building in 93, thank you, we were allotted a larger closet that slowly grew until we slowly took over the entire building. And then about 4 years ago, that building had to come down as it needed to come down.
Yeah.
But we wound up in our new facility located over by the Sky Shop and the Builders Education Center. So we've grown from having a guy reading a newspaper in a closet to having a full broadcast facility with a staff of nearly 40 people and on AM, FM, online, with equipment that any radio station would be proud to have.
And it definitely has come a long way since the early days. I remember some of the earlier equipment that that we had, the mixer board, where it was, I think it was a 16-channel board,
yeah.
But depending on the day, two or three didn't work.
These were essentially dumpster-dived pieces from other places and other people and things like that. When I came on board 15 years ago, this is my 15th year here, but when I came on board 15 years ago, I started building some relationships with manufacturers that I work with at the radio stations I run in Minnesota. So built these relationships and got some extra gear from folks like Comrex and the Telos Alliance and Nautel and Enco and several other companies that help us pull together what is actually all brand new gear. So I'm actually running a radio station with all brand new gear right now.
And that is not something that happens very often.
No, it's not.
And again, I don't know that the people fully understand the breadth of the facilities and mm-hmm. the capabilities. I mean, the fact that we are at the announcer stand,
yes,
and sending our signal back to the radio station, then out and
right.
streaming and over the air. And some of the technology has kind of been cutting edge that we've seen through the years.
It is. In fact, again, we work with these manufacturers, and quite often they'll say, I'll give you a new piece of gear if you'll do this thing for me. And we've been right on the very cutting edge of new technology in the radio broadcasting world with camera gear for some of the video crew years back, all the way up into some of the stuff that we're doing now, and new applications of old gear and things like that. Our On the Fly program, which is at 1 o'clock today, will be at the Vintage Red Barn. That is done with a truck and a roll-your-own Wi-Fi kind of system so that we've kind of got our own network running around the place so we can be different places. And the idea of EA Radio started off with it's impossible. If you come here for 1 week, you cannot see it all. It cannot be done. So we're going to try and condense as much as we can while we're here, and we're going to report on as much as we can while we're here. But then, after you leave here, and you've kind of got that aviation high, all right, we're going to extend that. So we're going to extend your experience taking some of the content that we produced over the course of AirVenture this year and putting that together for a web stream that continues on throughout the year based out of one of my stations in St. Cloud, Minnesota at KVSC. So,
and you have archives that go back quite a few years. I mean, the early days are gone. It was not recorded or archived at all, but there is a treasure trove of interviews that you've got.
There is, and some of them, as we're losing people of great importance and things like that, Jim Cernan,
Gene Cernan.
Thank you. Gene. Why did I say Jim? Me. Gene Cernan, we lost this year, and all of a sudden, wouldn't you know it, that starts to be one of our biggest things that we start picking up on. We see people are downloading on our archives. All of our archives are available on the website. You can find it through the EA website or go to earadio.net. You'll find all of our old archives of of people that we've talked to over the years. Some of it going back, I think, as far as 2006. Although from about 2010 forward, we have nearly every interview that we've conducted since then available on the archives.
We're talking with Jim Gray. He's the chairman of EIA Radio. It's an all-volunteer operation.
It's beyond volunteers. Yes. Because you know, I'm a professor at St. Cloud State University, and I have an internship program here. So I have here about 14 people that paid about $3,000 for the right to come here and work for 12 hours a day.
Well, that's what internships are all about, isn't
exactly
it?
Right.
And that was one of the questions I wanted to ask, is to talk a little bit about that program and how it's what, 10 years that you've been doing this, bringing interns here? I mean, initially it started out as we need help for EIA Radio to cover everything, but it's really developed into a professional development program.
It absolutely did. Yes, we needed warm bodies, and we started off with that. The experience that I was able to provide the students here sold itself, and it's grown over these past 10 years. So now we have a course where people see the entire radio industry in a week, and we'll work on all these things here. And the students have an amazing time at that here. In fact, it's a course because it's considered a field experience course. It's repeatable, and everybody who has the opportunity of repeating the course does. So they'll come back here multiple years to have that experience again. There's a lot of resume building and things like that happen. And education is something that's been big in what I do. Yes, I'm a professor at St. Cloud State, but I've also been very active in Young Eagles. I'm now involved in aviation-based STEM courses and teaching things like that. So linking the aviation piece to the radio piece, which is what I've done professionally, has been very rewarding. And as I say, all the jobs I've ever had have been in either aviation or in radio, and here I get to do both simultaneously.
It's excellent.
Yes.
Speaking of aviation, you are a private pilot?
Yes.
Correct. And you've flown here to Oshkosh several times.
Yep. My aircraft is sitting down there just the other side of Sally's Alley. So, yeah, I try and fly every time I can. In fact, driving here almost feels a little dirty. I don't know. It's unnatural.
It's not right.
I know.
And before EIA Radio, you were also involved as a volunteer for the convention.
Yeah, this is actually my 24th year of volunteering, and there was about a three-year span there that I did not volunteer. So, I mean, I was volunteering as soon as they would legally let me. Everything from flight line safety to setting up chairs in the old forum tents when they were really tents. Yeah, back in those days, and the greeters and stuff like that. I try to kind of work my way around it, and I think I'm kind of been typecast. I'm stuck here now.
Good. Well, we certainly appreciate what you do with EIA Radio, but you were telling me an interesting story last night about the SR-71 when you were working flight line.
Yes, so I was probably 18 or so, and back in those days, we had a lot of people that were directing traffic on the ground, marshaling. So I passed the marshaling test, so I was one of the official marshals, and I was wearing headsets, so because there's a lot of loud aircraft around there, and I'm doing this, and all of a sudden I get this tap on my shoulder, which about scared the heck out of me. I turn around, it's a guy from the Air Force, and he says, "I'll take this one," and I turn around, and it's the SR-71 is coming up behind me, and I'm like, "Where do I need to go?" And he's like, "You can stay, but it's going to get loud." So, I mean, he's got the big helmet on, all right?
Right.
Okay, I've got earplugs. So I just ducked, and I was literally on the edge of the runway as the wingtip of the SR-71 went over me on full takeoff power and rocked my world. So, yes. Experiences that we don't do here anymore. So.
That's right. Statute of limitations has run out, so you're okay. You're all right.
Fair enough.
Yes. Jim, throughout the week, what kind of things are we going to hear on EIA Radio, some of the highlights?
Well, we have interesting stories of people that are working within the aviation realm. We always like to talk about innovation, so we have some stuff from the manufacturers and innovations and things along those lines. Some of the newsmakers and politicians and that combination of stuff. And fun things, you know, like, wow, isn't that cool? We got the interview with the guys from, I think it's called Surefly. They have that workhorse, which is essentially a two-passenger quadcopter, electric motors with a gas generator on it. What? Okay, you know,
exactly.
This is the cool and interesting kind of stuff that that we like to find and talk to people about. The guy that has the tow-behind surfboard for airplanes, I don't know if you've seen that one.
I have not.
Yeah, it's a surfboard that you tow behind an airplane with a guy on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, crazy. So that's the kind of stuff that we like to do, and we like to have fun. We've got a treasure hunt, a selfie treasure hunt on our social media this week, and it's more than just a treasure hunt. It's really a list of things that you should go see, and if you get a selfie in front of all these things, you're going to have a good week. So we've got B-29 Doc. Mm-hmm. Get a selfie with that one. A Piper Cub that's not yellow or black. That's a little bit tough. Selfie with a control tower. One with one of our sponsors, Aspen Avionics, at one of their locations. In front of the Blue Barn, the new home for Young Eagles and Chapters. In front of the EA Mobile Marketing trailer right there in the crossroads.
Right.
Right. A selfie with an airplane in flight, which is not difficult, except for this is testing your selfie skills because you've got to catch it, right? A P-51, should be able to find that.
Yep.
A wood prop.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you know where to go, it's not too bad. The F-22 Raptor, Ford F-150, and anything from inside the EA museum. So
excellent.
If you can do those 12 things, we've got a prize pack that we're pulling together for you. But again, this is really kind of a list of things. If you've done this, you've had a good week.
That's right. And for those who can't be here, this is a great way to stay in tune with what's happening. About how many listeners do you think you have?
Annually, we have about 480,000 unique visitors, unique listeners.
Yes.
So, and honestly, only about 75% of our listening happens not during this week.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that like to relive that air venture experience, and we're proud to do it. It's EAAradio.net, or you can find us on the TuneIn app as well.
All right. Jim Gray, he's the chairman of EAA Radio, celebrating 25 years of bringing air venture to the world. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.